All right, now let's go to Revelation chapter 20. There's much more. John says he saw the angel as far as the great supper of God. Verse 19, he sees the beast and the kings of the earth and the armies gather together to make war. And we're going to go to chapter 20, and we see another one of the seven I saws. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss and locked it and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations any more until 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be set free for a short time. Then another I saw. I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge, and I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony for Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their forehead or on their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. By the way, take note, fifth blessing. Remember, we're marking the seven blessings of the book of Revelation. This is number five. Blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. When 1,000 years are over, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. In number, they are like the sand on the seashore. They marched across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of God's people, the city he loves. But fire came down from heaven and devoured them, and the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And then in verse 11, the sixth I saw, then I saw a great white throne. He goes on, talks about judgment. Then chapter 21 and verse 1, I saw a new heaven and new earth, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Chapter 20 is also one of the most disputed verses or passages in the book of Revelation. Let's just summarize what we have seen. Jesus comes back. The peoples have gathered against him. He takes the devil, the false prophet, and the beast, and cast them into the lake of fire. And we are told specifically for how long? 1,000 years. I want you to go back sometime and underline every place in this chapter where that term 1,000 years is used. I think it's 5 or 6 times that we are told in this chapter that the duration of this period of time is 1,000 years. Now, we're going to get a little close to home now, and I want to explain to you the two major views that we're going to discuss. There are other views, but they're irrelevant. We're going to talk about the two that are relevant. They're irrelevant because I said they're irrelevant. The first view is this. There are some who believe that from the time of the cross up till where we are today, that we have been in the kingdom of God. That the kingdom of God that is being described in the Bible is not physical, it is spiritual. And that the church is in fact God's representation of the kingdom on earth. Now, I was taught that this is the most ancient view of the church. That simply is not true. And I want to tell you the true origin of this doctrine. About 400 years after the time of Christ, a man came along named Augustine, or Augustine, and I don't like to call him a saint because he's done a lot of damage. He did say some good things, but this one he really messed us up on. Augustine was a converted Greek monk. The very first heresy that arose in the church was a heresy called Gnosticism. It was something that they had to contend with because of the Greek influence that was coming in the church. And the Greek mindset said this: all matter is evil. It is inherently flawed and evil. Therefore, Jesus God could not really have come in the form of a man, because the minute he took the form of flesh, he would have become instantly, inherently evil. Therefore, the Gnostics said, Jesus didn't really come as a man, he only appeared to come as a man. That's why John writes with such precision, I saw, I heard, I felt, I held him in my hands, to try to work against that false doctrine. Now, if in fact Jesus didn't really come to earth and live as a man he only appeared to because of the inherent evil of matter, how in the world could a Greek person at that time comprehend God in the flesh coming and bringing heaven to earth and establishing his kingdom on earth? I mean, the Greek mind said, no way. It was Greek heresy. It is not Hebrew Christianity.